everybody, and welcome. What day is it? Oh, that's right. It is Friday. That means it's time for the Refresher Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It is August 17th, and like I just said, it is time for the Refresher Friday, where, if you guys haven't tuned in before, it is where I refresh everything that happened for me, for the podcast, or anything else that I found important this week. And so, to get right into it this week, what I did on Wednesday, so let's start with the podcast, was I did a single episode. It was Mindset. And if you guys missed that, it was a really important episode, I think, for me, because I got to put a bunch of my thoughts down on what I think is important when it comes to mindset, mindfulness, or any of those tools that help you get your mind straight and focused on tasks that you need to do, or just in general and daily life to be positive and focused on goals, be goal-oriented, or whatever you need to do, have a growth mindset. So I went over things that really helped me with that. And if you guys missed that, it came out on Wednesday. So it's if you just go to Spotify, iTunes, or whatever you listen, it would be great if you guys give that a listen. I really enjoyed doing that one. It was another solo one because I didn't line up any guests for this one because the way my scheduling will work out, it wouldn't be good to release a guest now because I would have to split that into separate parts and they would come out too far apart from each other because I'm going to be doing the US Open podcast, which is going to be 2 weeks of content. And essentially that means I would release a part one of a podcast the week before the US Open, and then part two would come out 2 weeks after that. And that would just be too much time for a guest. I don't want to do that to a guest that I've had on. They took the time to come and talk to me and everything. So I'm going to do one more solo podcast for next week. I'll record that out tomorrow. And I've decided that for my week away in Colorado, which is coming up this next week, I decided to just record everything out ahead of time. So my Monday previews and Refresher Fridays, those will also be pre-recorded. I'll just give a general plan for the Refresher Friday and then a general plan on Monday for what my week was supposed to look like. It's not ideal. I just don't have a laptop that I can take with me and then edit and everything from there. But I still want to put content out for you guys because I love doing the podcast. It's one of my favorite things. Sitting down right here, just able to clear my head and everything, it's just one of my favorite things to do. And on that note, if you guys really do enjoy listening to the podcast, I've had a bunch of people where I run into them and they tell me they listen to the podcast. It means so much to me that you guys listen every single week and you tune in. Feel free to let me know. It's Lucas Hyde podcast on Instagram. I've changed the link. If you go to Anchor or Spotify, there should be links in the description for that. And let me know on Instagram, Twitter, or the Lucas Hyde podcast at gmail.com. I love hearing from you guys. It means so much for me, and I love to shout you guys out on the podcast. And then let me know what you think, too. If there's things I can improve on, I love the criticism, even if it hurts sometimes. But, you know, I'm always trying to get better, be a better version of myself. So whatever you guys can think of, that'd be super helpful. And I just want to give a shout out to my professor. He's leaving. He's going on two vacations. He'll be back for a week in between, I think. But he's going over to, I think, Poland. Or that might be his next trip. I forget. He's doing two trips, but I'm going to miss him. Have a fun trip. And then it is my Bean's birthday on Sunday. Shout out to my best friend, Joseph Colezo. Thank you so much. He's my best friend. I can talk to him about anything, and it's just so great having him in my life. So I want to just say happy birthday to you, man. I love you. Thank you so much. You always help me out with anything I need. And then if I ever have to bring up anything or if I have any anxiety stuff, I always come to you and talk about it. So have a good birthday. I hope you have the best birthday ever. And then for my favorite YouTube this week, I got into watching these World of Warcraft lore videos. So I don't have the time to pick up all the books and then do all the research of the lore myself because I'm already kind of balls deep in a bunch of other different topics like Lord of the Rings or anything else like health, fitness. I just don't have the time to pick up another fiction world right now. So I've just been listening to these lore videos and learning from there. And the guy who does them, I forget his name. I have it here. It's Noble87. I love those videos. I was listening to them at work today. It was great. It's almost like listening to an audiobook. It's great. Speaking of audiobooks, I've also been listening to those when I go to sleep. I've been using Audible. I think that's a classic one. They don't sponsor me or anything, but I mean, everybody uses Audible these days, so you always hear about it. And I've been listening to The Hobbit just because something I used to do when I was a lot younger, and I find it actually helps me get to sleep. So what I'll do is I'll put my phone on airplane mode and then just throw some earbuds in, throw my sleep mask on, and just listen to that when I'm going to sleep. Sometimes if I just want to just sit there and relax instead of having to read a book, it's really nice just being able to listen to the book. They do some of the voices too, which is really nice. And that's by Rob Inglis. I really love that one. And then for my Instagram, or not my Instagram, the Instagram that I was looking at this week a lot was Jujimufu. If you've seen him, he is a beast. He is the guy who is super jacked, does full splits, he's in this weird metabolic state where he's able to have these large amounts of muscle and do really explosive movements. Check him out. He's just so energetic and charismatic, and I love his Instagram. So check all those videos out. He's hilarious. He's the man. And I think that's it for Instagram and YouTube. And then for my workouts this week, I got back in the zone after being on the road. So basically, I just went right into a big complex workout, just like a kettlebell complex on Monday. Tuesday, I did my Tabata sets. And then I also did Tabata sets on Thursday. And then Wednesday, I just did like a light lift. But the first thing I do when I'm traveling and get back, I try and get back in my routine. So I did a complex kettlebell lift. It was awesome. All right, guys, that is it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have the best weekend ever. All right, guys. Bye. Love you.